We're continuing our study in 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 13, Paul says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe." I think that we've all observed, even in our own life, there are times when the Word of God affects us more than it does others. And the Word of God really affects and changes the lives of people who are faithful already. In this portion that we read this morning, Paul says, "The Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you." The Word of God is supposed to work effectually in each of our hearts. If you're a child of God, you have an advantage. But if you're a faithful child of God, you have a distinct advantage. Because it is through believing, and this word believing is in the present tense. The present tense in the word believe means faithfulness. It also has to do with faith. You are pleasing God. The Word of God works effectually in you when you are pleasing God and you are being faithful. The Word of God does not work effectually in you as it could if you were living in sin and rebelling against the Lord. We need a soft heart. The children of Israel had a hard heart. They had a stiff neck. And so therefore, they had a hard time believing. They didn't believe, period. In fact, Isaiah said they would not believe, present active. And obviously, the ministry of the Word in the church at Thessalonica was effectual to the point that it was an ensample or an example to the other churches in Asia, or in Macedonia and Achaia. In 1 Thessalonians 1:7, it says, "So that ye were ensamples to all that believe," present active, "in Macedonia and Achaia." I remind you that the thought of believing in the present tense carries with it the possibility of quitting that, stopping believing. In Luke chapter 8, verse 13, it says, "And they on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believeth, and in the time of temptation, fall away." Quit. There was a time when the Word of God was effectually working in them, but when testing and trial came and persecution, they quit. They did not let the Word that they heard develop their attitude and strengthen their hearts to the point of where they knew that it was worth enduring the testing and trials that came their way. And we will see that in just a moment. So, they believed for a while believed, present tense. And in the time of testing, they fell away. The word fall away is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart or fall away from the faith." They will fall away from believing. Why? Because they will listen to doctrines that Satan would have them receive. Satan is the father of the lie. And Satan would have us to believe the lie. I think one of the greatest lies that Satan perpetrated on the nation of Israel was the doctrine of Balaam. And Balaam taught Israel that you are a blessed nation, and you can do anything you want to do, and God's going to still bless you. Let me tell you, if they believe that, they forgot the fact that God says, I've got a cursing and I've got a blessing. You choose the blessing and things will go well with you. You rebel against me and you will be cursed. And that's what happened to the nation of Israel. The Moabites, led them away, led them astray. Because they began to exchange their daughters and sons with each other. And the next thing you know, they're worshiping the god of Moloch and Balaam. And the curse of God came upon them. So, we need to appreciate the fact that we can be faithful, we can be believing in the present tense, and then quit. Who is it that believes? In 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 and 10, Paul says, For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, ye are witnesses. In other words, he's talking about the brethren here that are witnesses in verse 10. And they witnessed how holy and justly and unblameably he behaved himself among them that believe. Present active. The point I'm making here in these two verses, it's brethren that believe. It's brethren that are faithful. And who are the brethren? Well, they're the ones who have been called unto his kingdom and glory. They're the ones who have been called to be faithful or to walk worthy of God who has called them unto his kingdom and glory. In Matthew 12:50, it tells us that a brother is one who is doing the will of the Father. Jesus said, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. My food. What are you hungry for today? Are you hungry for doing the will of the Father? And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 tells us, it's those who are doing the will of the Father are the ones who are going to enter the kingdom. I've been reading in Deuteronomy in my devotions, and I was made aware of the fact that Moses went on the mountain and he looked over into Canaan. And God showed him all the land of Canaan. And he couldn't go in. But those who went in, they were, and of course they had the war, they had the fight against principalities and powers that were there, just like we have to fight principalities and powers. Where? In the heavenlies. We're looking for a heavenly kingdom, a heavenly inheritance, and so therefore where is our enemies? They're in the heavenlies. And what's going to happen is, just as God drove the Canaanites and the Jebusites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Termites, as some people like to throw in, out of the land of Canaan, God is going to drive Satan and his host out of heaven. And just as the children of Israel entered into houses that they didn't build and enjoyed vineyards they didn't plant, and we're going to enter into mansions that we didn't build. We're going to enjoy heavenly food that we didn't prepare or plant. And there will be wells that we will enjoy, just like the nation of Israel enjoyed wells that they didn't dig. So, there are benefits in being faithful and entering into the kingdom, or entering in, yeah, the kingdom of heaven. Those who weren't faithful and were disobedient, who died on the other side of Jordan or on the east side of Jordan, they never entered into houses that they didn't build. They never ate of the fruit of the vineyard or the fields that they didn't plant. They didn't drink of the water of the wells that they didn't dig. They were excluded. They didn't enter in. But we can, if we will believe, as brethren do and should. Now, what are the benefits of believing in the present tense? Well, again, in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, "The word of God which effectually worketh in you that believe." The word "effectually worketh" is in the present tense itself. It continually working in us who are continually believing. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, a familiar passage of Scripture where it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." This word "powerful" is the same Greek word, or from the same family of Greek words, as "effectual." The word of God is powerful. I was talking to Barb Ralph on the phone as he shared with us a prayer request about Jeff's ministry. And I just told Jeff, I told Barb, I said, "You know, Jeff's been faithful, and people come and people go, but I'm reminded of the passage in 2 Timothy 2:9 where Paul says the word of God is not bound." Nobody's tying the word of God in knots so that it can't be effectual. And it's working. It's not bound. It's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and body, which are simply the joints and the marrow. The Word of God works on all three parts of our human being: body, soul, and spirit. The Word of God is powerful. And it's the discerner of the thoughts and the intents. If we are believing, we let our thoughts and our intents be influenced by what? What the Word of God says and what He wants us to do. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us another thing that that happens to those that are believing. "What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead." Who can enjoy the power of the resurrection? Those that are believing. It's those that are believing, that are faithfully believing what God says about His Word and in His Word. They are the ones who enjoy the exceeding greatness of His power. We need the power of God in our life because we have no strength. We're fighting principalities and powers in heavenly places. Let me tell you, Satan and his host is more powerful than any of us. And in fact, he is more powerful than all of us put together in this room. The children of Israel were afraid of the nations who had iron chariots. They forgot that God knows how to run that air gun on them chariot wheels, as He did to the nation of Egypt when they were in the middle of the Red Sea. And you know what? As I was reading, there were some tribes in which the Canaanites and the Jebusites and the enemy lived among that tribe. But did you know that there were some tribes who lived among their enemies? They did not defeat them. And they were not in charge, so to speak, because they did not let the power of God remove their enemies. But there were times when they did defeat nations who had iron chariots. And they didn't have to do a thing. Now, if we want that kind of power in our life, what do we need to be doing? We need to be believing in the present tense. Faithfully receiving and accepting what God says and doing it. Now, this is all wrought through the power of the resurrection. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and at the right hand of God the Father. And He has been placed above principalities and powers. And every name that is named, it tells us that actually in verse 21. But Paul makes reference to that power in Philippians chapter 3 in verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. We need to know, we need to be, have that knowledge and enjoy that power if we expect to be victorious. In Acts chapter 10, verse 34 is another benefit. To Him gave all the prophets witness that through His name, whosoever believeth, present tense, in Him, shall have or receive deliverance from sin. Why is it that people have difficulty in breaking the habit of sin in their life? Because they're not faithful to the Lord. They have no appreciation of the value of being faithful to Him. And so therefore they are not believing in the present tense. If we will believe, we will have deliverance. The word remission is the word deliverance, the word liberty. It also means forgiveness. And if we believe, we're going to enjoy that benefit of being delivered from our sin. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us, there is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. How can that work in my life? It works better if I'm believing in the present tense. It works better when I am faithful to the Lord. It will work better for you if you're doing the same thing. Acts 13:39 tells us, by Him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Here we find the verb believe again, or the participle. The ones believing are the ones who are being justified. Let me tell you, if you're faithful to the Lord now, you're going to be standing in His presence approved. To be justified means that there's no charges being brought against you. That's the reason why when we come to this table like we did this morning, and we judged ourselves that we be not judged. What does that mean? That we be not chargeable in that day. We can judge ourselves now so that we will not be brought into judgment because of sin in our life and sin that we will not confess. So, those that believe are the ones who will stand approved in His presence. In 1 John 5, in verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Here is the word believeth in the present tense. And what are we needing to believe? That Jesus is the Son of God. Why is believing that Jesus is the Son of God so significant? Jesus overcame himself. And being an overcomer, he became a son, or he was continued his position actually as a son. He was born a son of God. He's the only one who was born a son of God, the Son of God. And in Revelation 21:7, it says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And it's those that are believing are the ones who are overcoming. In John 6:47, Jesus said to his disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me esteems life for the age. part of believing is esteeming highly the coming kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everlasting life or age-lasting life is a reference to the coming kingdom. It's a life of honor and glory in His coming in the millennial reign of Christ. And if you're believing, you're going to have a high esteem for entering into the kingdom of heaven. If you quit, you're not going to be faithful in other areas of your life as well. And you will come into judgment rather than being unchargeable or justified in His presence. In 1 John 5, in verse 13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe." Present active. Did you know that 1 John is written to those that are believing? 1 John is written to the brethren. Why? "That ye may know that you esteem eternal life." What John is affirming to us is the value of life for the coming age. So that we will esteem it. So we will see its value. And it will encourage us to do what? Keep on believing. Present tense. Keep on pleasing God by faith. Keep on keeping on. It also will encourages us to be rooted more and more because of what the Word of God affects, changes in our life. It's not having a root that causes us to quit so quick. Which is why Bible study is so significant and important. The study of the Word of God is so important. And then he goes on in verse 13, "And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may continue to believe." He's just emphasizing that. I want you to not only believe and esteem life for the age, I want you to keep on believing it. Keep on believing it. Keep on esteeming it. Let me tell you, when you have something that you want real bad, and you've got to jump through 10 hoops, what are you going to do? Show me the hoops. And then you start jumping through the hoops. You know, God has laid it out plainly how we can have life for the age, how we can rule and reign with Christ in His coming kingdom. And part of that is being faithful to believe. In the present tense. May God help us to do that so that the Word of God can effectually work in us to His honor and glory and our good and profit. Father, we just thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Father, that we can do the right things so that Your Word will effectually work in our hearts and lives in a way that we will be greatly benefited from it, and that You will receive honor and glory from it, because we have honored You and Your Word in being obedient and believing it, and that it and allowing it to change our lives in a way that we will be found pleasing to You in that day. Thank You again for Your faithfulness to us. Help us, Lord, to use Your strength and power and might to be faithful to You. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.